This is Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. For all you home cooks, what would be the greatest thing that could happen to you? What about writing a recipe, having it published in a cookbook, and being invited to a state dinner at the White House? That became a reality for Miranda Gallagher of Fairfax. The rising fourth grader at BFA Fairfax was chosen as the winner from Vermont for First Lady Michelle Obama's Healthy Lunchtime Challenge. The challenge invited kids to create a recipe that's healthy and made with local ingredients. The winners all went to the White House for a special celebration in July. Miranda and her mother Genevieve talked about the experience and what inspired Miranda's winning recipe with Vermont Edition host Jane Lindholm.
So what did you make?
I made a Vermonter chicken salad wrap with maple glazed veggies and pretty much all the ingredients you can find in your garden or at a farmer's market.
What made you think of that as your recipe? What inspired you to make the chicken salad wrap?
Well, my family has their own meat chickens. I don't want to butcher them, though.
You don't? You like the chickens?
Yeah. And also, I don't want to get covered in blood.
Oh, well, that's understandable. So you've got meat chickens, and I saw from the video that your mom took of when she told you that you had won and that you were going to the White House that you also have a garden. So it sounds like you have a lot of the vegetables, too, that you could use
yes.
for this wrap. So is this the kind of thing that you already make on your own, or were you inspired to cook by this contest?
I was inspired to cook by the contest, and then I pretty much cook it all the time now.
So tell me a little bit about what it was like to actually go to the White House. The state dinner, which was a lunch, was on July 14th. What was it like?
It was really amazing. You walked in, and you were in the White House.
Did you have to go through security?
Yes, a lot.
Not a lot of Vermonters have been in the White House. So what does it feel like when you walk in and you realize I'm in the White House?
Really good. And also, it feels really good to hug Miss Obama.
Really? What did she say to you?
Well, the day before we had gone to the Smithsonian, and after we had seen Julia Child's kitchen, we looked at the First Lady's dresses. And I told her that I thought her dress was my very favorite.
What did she say to that?
She asked me if I meant the white one. Yeah, I did mean the white one.
So it was cool to meet Mrs. Obama, and then you got to eat lunch with all of the other winners. And the recipes in the lunch were from the winning recipes. What did you eat?
We had a watermelon salad. We had some chicken. We had a teeny zucchini triangular panini, I think.
And were they good?
Yes.
Were they as good as your Vermont chicken wrap?
Yes.
What about dessert?
Dessert was great. It was a fruit salad with a little orange peel bowl and a white chocolate butterfly and edible violets? Yeah, violets.
What do you think is going to be your favorite memory from this trip to D.C.?
Wow, that's hard. I'll just say meeting Miss Obama.
What about the other kids? Did you get to talk to other kids from other states and territories?
Yes. Right off the bat, I made friends with many people, one from Hawaii, one from Alaska, one from Virginia.
That's pretty cool. Do you think you'll stay in touch with them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Genevieve, what about for you? What's going to stand out for you? You were on this trip with Miranda?
I was. One parent was allowed to go. We were cleared ahead of time by security. And I think just the connection that all these kids made to each other and the sense of family with all of these parents. We learned about the Northern Mariana Islands. There were 56 kids. There was one from every state, territory, and D.C., and they all had really similar temperaments and really were really open to meeting new people and trying new things. And that I don't know if that's related to the fact that they were willing to try new foods, too. But, you know, by the end of the night, they kind of got scolded by hotel security because there were 25 of them playing Marco Polo in a pool that I don't think is seen anything but lap swimmers ever. So So I think that part was amazing. The White House was just fantastic, and it's something we'll never forget. And Mrs. Obama was so generous and kind and spoke to all the parents individually about how proud she was of their kids and how thankful she was about the job we were doing with them. And it was really special for that. It was also really special because it's the last one, which was a little bittersweet. And some of the staff members were crying happy tears at the end because they're not going to get to do it again.
Unless a new administration carries it forward.
Which would be amazing.
When you say it would be amazing, why? What do you think this does for kids and for healthy eating?
I think that the exposure that it's getting, there's this online cookbook, which is fantastic. There's the competition piece, which is just fun. But I think kids who maybe, you know, have seen a lot on, you know, there didn't used to be that much on cooking TV other than Julia Child. And now there are so many options and so many kids doing it. And I think kids being able to share what they like and what they're interested in with other kids is the best way to get kids to eat healthy. You know, Miranda and I were talking last night how in our school cafeterias, some of the kids will throw out their My Plate guideline healthy lunch and go straight for the chips. And part of it may just be because no one's ever really taught them about it. I think, you know, we're lacking nutrition education and home economics education. And I think those things would really help push it forward. But Rachel Ray's foundation is now a part of this contest and hopefully will continue things moving forward. And she's definitely got some exposure. So I'm hoping it will continue.
And do you think your family will cook recipes from the cookbook?
Oh, we have plans to. Absolutely. There are wonderful recipes in the cookbook. And it really was interesting how everyone came up with their recipes, whether it was because of what was in season or what they could find or family traditions. There were some really interesting combinations, and we'll definitely be making quite a few of them.
Now, Miranda, this isn't about food, but before I let you go, I have to ask, because I hear you actually took something from the White House.
Yes, I took a paper towel from the bathroom.
Why a paper towel? What's so exciting about a paper towel?
It has the presidential seal on it.
And we should say you were encouraged to take it. This wasn't stealing from the White House.
Yes.
They said it was okay.
Everyone took one.
And what are you going to do with yours?
I'm going to keep it in my room.
You're not going to clean the blood from the chickens off with that particular
no,
paper towel?
I am not.
She is not involved in chicken processing.
You want to make that clear, Genevieve? Well, Miranda Gallagher and Genevieve Gallagher, thank you so much for telling us about your experience. And Miranda, congratulations on being the Vermont winner of the Healthy Lunchtime Challenge. Thank you for telling us about what your experience at the White House was like.
Thank you.
And we have pictures of Miranda Gallagher at the White House, where she was attending a special state dinner there in July as one of the winners of the Healthy Lunchtime Challenge. And we have a link to all the winning recipes in case you want to cook them with your kids. You can find that at vpr.net.